I'm interviewing Mrs. Iris Best at Malvina Major on Thursday the 3rd of December as part of the Oharia Valley Oral History Project. And I wanted to start off by asking you, when you went to, you know, whenabouts you went to live in the valley, and whether you were a child at the time or...
No, I went there when I was married. I was married in February 1950, and I went to live there in Grandma Best's old house.
Yes.
And it was fairly primitive compared to today, even though we were farmers and killed our own meat. We didn't have a fridge for 5 years. We couldn't afford one. And we had an old toilet down the back path, but we got rid of that as soon as we possibly could. And I had a washing machine. I had a an old tub and a copper wash house outside. But, you know, once we did a few renovations, we got a new wash house and I got a washing machine.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I can remember my mother had an old boiler.
Yes, this was a copper.
And a copper, yeah. Yes. And then she got a proper washing machine.
Yes. Well, everybody had. I mean, coppers were wonderful because you boiled your sheets and pillow slips. They were very hygienic and tea towels. People, you know, going back to washing machines, going from that to washing machines, they often reckoned they weren't as clean, you know. But yes, that was just a fad. They really wash very well, I think. But no, they were very happy days, but quite hard working days. And we had the wool shed up behind us, and in those days we couldn't afford a gang, and we used to have the shearers arrive, and my sister-in-law and I would have turns and of feeding them, and we had to have breakfast ready on the table at 7 o'clock, take morning tea to the wool shed at 10 o'clock, lunch at 12 o'clock, and afternoon tea. And boy, did I clap my hands when they went home, because they didn't stay. They used to go back to Pororoa. They were a lovely crowd of chaps. They were really nice.
And they would just come in every day.
I'd come in each day. But once we progressed and got more land and more sheep, we had a shearer's quarters, and they stayed. And they cooked. They brought their own cook. They cooked for themselves. But in the early days, when we were pretty hard up, that was what we did.
And what about, did you have a cow that you milked, or did you get milk?
We had cows. No, the boys had, I've forgotten how many cows they had. They had quite a few, because they used to send milk into town.
Oh. Right.
Harry Stevens was we didn't deliver the milk. He used to take it and deliver it round the city. But we only had that for a few years, and then we got more land and more sheep and couldn't cope with them both, so we just went all into sheep. And we had a house cow for a while, and that's just the funny thing. When we were getting a house cow, Keith said, "Well, get a house cow, you know, we're used to nice milk and cream." And he wanted to teach me to milk it, and I said, "Not on your life. I am not learning." And I wouldn't. I knew I'd be left with it, and I had the children to look after, so I thought, no, I'm never learning to milk that cow. I was pretty cunning, wasn't I?
Yes. And did you ever get onto, like, the town milk supply when you got rid of the house cow, or did you...?
And we used to buy our milk from some of the... There was still a lot of dairy farmers in the valley. We used to buy our milk from Beaches for a while, but then the grocers used to come... Well, I think we had two grocers calling, and I think they came Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. So we used to get our milk delivered.
And you would ring the order through of whatever you wanted?
Yes, very good service. And quite a bit of competition between the two grocers.
And how long did that go on for?
Years. Years and years.
So roughly when would that have...
Well, all my married life, like the grocer came, they used to come when, we didn't go out to Johnsonville a lot in the early days, because we made all our own fun, and our activities were all in the valleys, centred around the school and the church and the hall. And all the ladies used to go to the ladies' guild, because the money we raised kept that little old Anglican church in good repair.
Yes.
And even the Catholics and the Methodists, they all used to come to guild, They were quite happy any money raised went to that little church. And the school was a beautifully equipped school. No matter what they wanted, the district would always just hand out, you know. It was a sole charge.
Mm-hmm.
All the children from Primer 1 to Standard 6 were all in the one room.
About how many?
It ranged from about 26 to 18. When Jenny, my second girl, was in Standard 6, when she was going on to college, there were only 14 or 15 in the school.
Mm. And how did they go to school? Did they just walk?
They walked. Well, the ones that lived far away, their mothers or fathers had to take them. But we were handy, the school, so my children walked. And then when we moved down the valley further, when we built a different house, I think Greg was the only one at school. He used to bike. Hmm.
Yes. And when you went there in 1950, did you go in on that same road that you go in now?
Yes.
Yes.
And they haven't really taken many bends off that road. No. It's always been very, very windy. But I can't remember whether any of it was tar sealed or whether only some of it was tar sealed. But a lot of the valley roads weren't tar sealed then.
No. And when you had your children, did you have them in the valley or
with
a midwife, or did you go to...
I went to a specialist in the city and had my children in two of them in Wellington Hospital and two of them in Bethany.
Ah, right. Yes, I wasn't quite sure just how kind of cut off.
No, in those days you spent a fortnight in the hospital.
Ah, right.
You were really looked after before you came home.
Mm. Yes. Well, you'd need to when you were coming back to
it. Well, we weren't that, it wasn't like living right out in the country. We lived the life as though we were out in the country, but we were very close to a big city.
Yes. And when you say that you stayed in the valley for sort of all your entertainment and things, what kind of things did you do?
Well, we didn't have a swimming pool. That was a down in Brant's paddock, the frog pond. And we all used to go down there after school. Even mothers with babies in pushchairs, they'd go down. And then there was the pony club. There was a lot of activity with the children riding.
Is that in the same area that where they've got the riding school now, or was that...?
No. We always had, always on one of Brant's paddocks, we had our gymkhanas and pony club. I don't know where the hell pony club, but it wasn't where... That was actually a dairy farm then, where Roy is now.
Oh.
And then those Regal Fur Company people bought it, and Leon, one of the boys, farmed it. But I don't think he milked cows. I think he went more into sheep. And then after that, it's been a riding school for a long time.
Yes. Mm.
But not when I first went there.
Oh. And what other things did you do for entertainment?
Well, we always had an annual rugby game. That was a big... it was one of the... I'm not quite sure which, tramping club versus the valley. And it was always in the paddock down opposite the riding school, that big flat paddock there.
Yes.
And everybody used to turn out, and my brother-in-law broke his leg there one day playing rugby.
Oh.
the children used to go out to Johnsonville to Brownies, and they used to go into Wellington to ballet. I used to take them into Jean Horn, into the city. But that was when they were, 10 and 12, quite a few years later. But they used to have wonderful calf days and pet days and things like that at school. And flower shows, the kids always had a flower show. And we used to teach them. I mean, I've always been keen on flower shows myself and growing, and I'm a great gardener, always have been. Used to grow flowers for a florist.
Oh, did you?
I used to grow flowers for Jill... what's her name, in Kandala. And we'd have lots of things connected to the school. Macra school would come up and we'd go to Macra.
Oh,
and there was
man.
A bit of competition between the two.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's quite interesting. And when your children got to secondary level, how did they...
They used to have a taxi coming to school to take them out to Onslow. And if you wanted to send them to any other school, you had to take them yourself.
So the taxi would come to your place every morning?
No, to the crossroads. You had to take the kids to the crossroads. And to bring them back every afternoon. And the children just loathed it. They just loathed arriving up to school in the taxi. And I met a woman here and she said, oh, I remember my grandson talking about those best girls. Oh, they must be wealthy. They come to school every day in a taxi.
But were there not other children in the valley that were going up as well?
Yeah. Well, they all used to go in the taxi. There was about 7 or 8 on the taxi.
Before seat belts.
It was cheaper than running a bus.
Yes.
That was why they did it. The Education Board paid for it. They organised it, not us.
And was it just an ordinary car?
Yep. Yes. Well, if they'd have to have two if there were too many.
Yes.
But, I don't know, they took 5 or 6, I think. 2 in the front, 3 in the back, probably. They might have fitted 4 in the back. They weren't so seatbelt conscious in those days.
No, they wouldn't have been.
No, when you think of all those things, it was a wee bit different, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. Mm. My daughter was talking to a cousin of mine who's in her 80s, and she was just, she lived, her husband was the vicar out at Tanui, and she just said, you know, the kids used to get in the back seat when they were little, and they would drive into town. And Nicola said to us something about car seats and seat belts.
Never had them.
And she just said, oh no, she used to fight. And she was just appalled. I think she got, you know, real fright.
And yet, when you think of it, there weren't a lot of accidents.
No.
I don't ever remember any motor accidents. Well, I remember Rosina Fuhrer hitting the bridge one day because she, her children were playing up in the back seat and she leaned round to give one of them a smack. And hit the bridge, but nobody was hurt.
No.
But people didn't speed then.
No. And that bridge is on really a funny little angle, isn't it?
Well, it is, yes. And, I mean, that road is a very, very windy road. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Right. So, and what did you... Did they have, you know, dances or film evenings?
Oh, yes. Lots of dances. You know, any excuse, you'd arrange a dance, and they were very well patronised and wonderful dancers. That was where I met my husband, at a young farmers' club dance.
Oh.
And they ran a lot of them, and the valley and the Macra people would quite often come up to dances too. You know, different friends that you had down there, they'd come. And I know my father-in-law lived in the valley, and my mother-in-law was a Macra girl. And they met all those years ago, probably at a dance, because they used to come all the way through from Macra and bring all the children and put them down to sleep on mats in the supper room. And they used to have a ball.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Very simple pleasures, a lot of them, you see.
Yes.
Mm. We'd have cricket matches and tennis tournaments and... You know, name it, anything like that, anything, and a lot of fundraising things.
For the school and the church?
School and the church and the hall. We had to keep them all in good repair.
Yes.
Well, the Education Board paid for the school, but, I mean, there were always extras they wanted, you know, like, you know, anything new that came in, but they always got it.
And at the dances, would they hire a band?
Yes.
To play?
Yeah.
From Johnsonville, or?
Well, just depend. Different ones had friends that came from different places. I don't ever remember any local boys playing in bands. No, they always got... But they were bands. They weren't CD, you know, disc jockeys like they have today.
No.
And they were good. The Valley had a real name for good dancers. Mm.
And where did you live then, before you were married?
I lived in Johnsonville before I was married, yeah.
So you grew up there?
I grew up in Johnsonville, went to Johnsonville School all my life, went into Wellington Girls College for 4 years, then worked at the Reserve Bank for 5, and then went out to the Valley.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so I haven't moved far, have I? From Johnsonville to the valley to Malvina. I have been overseas, yes. But I've never lived over there.
And what about film evenings? Did they ever have
those? Oh, yes, we had masses of film evenings. There'd be film evenings at the school, and I imagine we had films, I can't remember what for, but there were lots of things going on in the hall. I can't remember, to be quite honest, what the film evenings were for or what.
No, but they would be films that had been on in Wellington maybe a year earlier or
no,
something.
No, because we were close enough to go to the films.
Oh.
We never had films for the people to go to. If they wanted to go to the films, they'd go into... Johnsonville had a wonderful theatre then. They had films on Tuesday, Wednesday nights and Friday night, Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. The Empress Theatre, where the warehouse is now.
Oh, okay.
It's about there in the car park.
Mm. Ah. It wasn't there when I went to live in Chiltern Park in 70...
No. 70, well, 70, see, Johnsonville, once they built that mall, before that the post office was on the main road.
Yes.
And the postmaster's house next to it and the blacksmith next to that. Do you remember the blacksmith? Because our boys used to take their horses out there to get shod.
No, I don't think the blacksmith was there.
And, of course, there was a big sale in Johnsonville every week.
Yes, I've seen photographs of that.
And that was up where, by the Broderick Road Bridge.
Yes.
You know, that area. Big sale yards, and they used to go down the main road and up the Raroa Hill and down that road down there to the...
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, how convenient. That was where the Ford Motor Company weren't they?
Yes.
Sale yards.
Yes. That's right. Mm. Mm. Yes, they were.